The conventional wisdom following the Republican gains in the national midterm election last November was that they represented a repudiation of progressive positions in American politics. Berkeley Rabbi Michael Lerner, co-founder of the Network of Spiritual Progressives, says that's a deliberate distortion based on the false assumption that President Obama was actually pursuing a truly liberal political agenda.
If he had given money to Wall Street only on the basis of a promise that he could give an equal amount to New Deal visionary programs along the lines of the Works Project administration of the New Deal, if he had frozen mortgage foreclosures, if he had refused to escalate the war in Afghanistan, if he had advocated for Medicare for everyone, these are things that would have made a very different election. So it wasn't the progressive agenda that was rejected in 2010. It was the sort of copying of the right-wing agenda, at least the pro-corporate agenda.
Instead, Lerner sees in those election results an affirmation of the need for a sweeping personal and social change outside of the ballot box.
This society is lacking in one major, major feature that is existing in previous societies, and that is an ethos of caring for each other. Instead, we've got an ethos of materialism and selfishness, looking out for number one. We have to challenge that, and the liberal and progressive world has to make that the center of its agenda.
So he has developed just such an agenda, one that begins with what Lerner calls a global Marshall Plan.
We're calling for a global Marshall Plan to once and for all eliminate poverty, homelessness, hunger, inadequate education, inadequate health care, both in the United States and all around the world.
On the domestic front, Lerner and the Network of Spiritual Progressives are advancing an initiative they call the Environmental and Social Responsibility Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, or the ESRA.
The ESRA takes private money out of national politics. It says that in a national campaign, no private money can be expended, only money that has been given with equal amounts to all the major candidates, and that no advertising is allowed except space that is given equal time to all of the major candidates for a national election. And the media is required to give a certain amount of time and equal time to all major candidates for a national election.
In addition to effectively circumventing the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, Lerner says the ESRA also contains provisions that would compel better corporate citizenship.
It also requires that corporations get a new corporate charter once every 5 years, and that would only be granted to those corporations that can prove a satisfactory history of environmental and social responsibility to a jury of ordinary citizens.
It's an ambitious, far-reaching, and controversial plan. So does that make it politically unrealistic?
You never know what's realistic until you fight for what is desirable.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.